A detailed analysis of the health care bill approved by House Republicans in Washington says Massachusetts would be hit particularly hard if it becomes law. Massachusetts, which has for years led the nation with the lowest percentage of state residents without health insurance, could see its uninsured rate go above 10%, according to an analysis of the bill known as the American Health Care Act. Health care advocates in Massachusetts call the report's conclusions devastating. The Urban Institute, a Washington-based think tank, said the House bill, which would repeal large portions of the Affordable Care Act, would cut federal Medicaid funding for Massachusetts by $1.4 billion by 2022. Unless the state finds a way to replace the funding, about 355,000 adults would be dropped from MassHealth, the state's health insurance program for low-income people. Another 90,000 people who purchase plans from the state's insurance exchange, the Health Connector, would see their subsidies reduced, making the insurance unaffordable. As a result, 10.3% of Massachusetts adults would be left without health insurance, according to this study. Currently, the state's uninsured rate is 2.8%, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The rate was 8.5% in 2005, the year before Massachusetts passed its own health coverage law that became the model for the federal law known as Obamacare. If the House bill becomes law, it would be a serious setback for Massachusetts, according to Deborah Hollingworth, a veteran social worker.
It'll devastate Massachusetts. And we've, over the last 10 years, seen such improvement in people being insured, people being able to stay home, out of nursing homes, get better care. It's just hard to see an erosion of that safety net for the folks that are most vulnerable. It's tough.
Hollingworth is a resource advisor at Greater Springfield Senior Services, which, despite the name, has clients of all ages.
To keep optimistic, I think, how can we work within this system? How can we be more creative to use the tools we still have? And how can we convince our legislators not to erode what we've been able to build here?
She was presented with an award for her work in the human services field at a regional conference of social workers attended by more than 300 people Wednesday at Western New England University. Hollingworth urged her colleagues to protest the policy changes backed by House Republicans and President Trump.
Yeah, we need to have more vigils, more taking to the street, more political activity, all of that.
Conference keynote speaker Shahir Mustafa, president and CEO of Dare Family Services, also decried potential cuts to subsidized health care for low-income people.
Health care, I personally believe, is a fundamental human right, and I think when we deny access, restrict access, make access more difficult, we are withholding from our community, and I think it holds us all back as a community and has tremendous implications.
The Urban Institute study was commissioned by the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts Foundation on behalf of several groups that oppose repeal of the Affordable Care Act. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, a Republican, opposes the House bill. He sent a letter to senators last week saying it poses a, quote, significant threat to Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.